Welcome to Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander. In this edition of Perspectives, sexual role models for Asian males. Are they necessary? Though the new year is long past and the pages of calendars are being torn one by one, there is one calendar that refuses to fade into oblivion. Antonio de Castro's Asian Pacific Islander Men's Calendar is raising questions far larger than its limited 3,000-copy publication. The black-and-white pictures show six male models clothed in their work environments and almost nude in a studio setting. The calendar has raised the issue of whether or not Asian men need a sexual role model, and if so, what form should it take? Producer and photographer Antonio de Castro.
Well, the calendar is deliberately and consciously there to portray the physicality, the virility, and the sexual attractiveness of the Asian male. Now, that's very purposeful. But at the same time, I don't want to fall into that same mold where you project them as one-dimensional. So that's why the calendar is in the two-format style that it is, where it shows them in their clothes. Background, talking about the type of work that they do and their involvement in the community and where they came from, a little bit about their ethnicity, and then you show the body shot to show the physical aspect of them.
How did you go about selecting your models or subjects?
That's a good question, because some of the responses that I got when we were talking about the idea of the calendar, which is really interesting to as an indication of some of the ideas that are out there, particularly from Asian women, were saying, who are you going to find? And only if they're mestizos, you know, mixed, and if they have the physical characteristics of the Western ideal. And some people saying flat out, no, I wouldn't be interested in a calendar like that. And things like that, they don't have the right proportions. And who would be interested in a calendar like this? And so those are the kind of reactions we were getting. And so I made a deliberate decision to choose people for this calendar who were not mestizos, hapas, of mix, people who had very distinct and clear Asian features. Otherwise, we would just be, again, promoting the whole idea of the Western standard if we chose people who looked Western, Asians who look Western.
When you were in the creation stages of this, you hadn't even seen the models. What inspired you to do the sexy format, like the hunk style, as opposed to another style?
Well, the purpose was to portray this dimension, the sexuality and the physical and the virility of the Asian male. That was the purpose of the calendar.
Is there any other way of doing that without, you know, you can show them in a very sexy light other ways, I guess, as well. But was this way specifically the way you wanted it?
Well, since it was going to be the first one of its kind, I felt that it had to be a strong statement. It would defeat its purpose if you put out a calendar about the physical attractiveness of an Asian male and it was just so-so. And then it would probably verify the fact that Asian males don't have that aspect of them. So it had to be the kind, as I say in my opening introduction to the calendar, that when you see it, it did knock your socks off.
Some skeptics hold that you are reducing the real intellectual achievements of those and other Asian Pacific men by the very fact that you chose them for their bodies more than, say, their minds or their intellectual achievements.
Well, the purpose of the calendar, again, was to promote and portray the physical attractiveness and the sexuality of the Asian man. So I wanted to choose those who had the characteristics that would do that the best, and I think I did. The thing about reducing the intellectual aspect of the Asian male by choosing the physical aspect, I don't understand why the portrayal of a person's physical attractiveness and sexuality as a diminishing of their intellectual capability. There's no correlation between the two in terms of one negating the other.
Well, I think that many people say that by displaying them as hunks, you are essentially, you know, that they are hunks. They're nothing else but hunks. And the stereotype, the Western stereotype of the beautiful, you know, man says that you don't have any brains, you got brawn.
Right.
And that's, I think, a little bit. By portraying Asian Pacific men in this light, continuing with some of the critics, have said that you are simply substituting one stereotype for another. Do you think that the hunk stereotype is a positive or negative one that Asian American men want?
The hunk stereotype does not exist for the Asian American man. And that this calendar will create a new stereotype is, I think, giving greater validity and power to this calendar than it really has. This one calendar will not negate all the other messages and images that have been portrayed of the Asian male for decades. This one calendar is not going to do that. So to say that this creates a new stereotype is really flattering in terms of what this calendar will do, but I don't think it's realistic. We're not going to create a whole totally new stereotype with just this one calendar.
Right, but it may spur other people to further that, you know, to take more calendars, more posters, and show Asian American men as the hunks of society now.
And that's not so bad. If this aspect that's missing from the portrayal of the Asian male is out there, then it's a more complete picture of the Asian man, not having only the industriousness, not only having the hard work and the intelligence, but also having a physical appeal as well. So that to portray the Asian male as having a whole holistic, complete type of attractiveness, including, and this is the important word, it's including physical attractiveness, then that's the better for it.
Do you think that you are just simply buying into the Western stereotype of prescribed of sexuality and desirability?
Is sexual attractiveness and physical attractiveness solely a Western standard?
But the way that you presented it is very Western in nature.
Why is that?
If you travel throughout some of the other countries, actually, particularly in Asia, you see them calendars like that, but they're a little more conservative in nature, the ones that I've seen, in fact. And so many say you're just buying into the Los Angeles hype of selling, you know, bodies and sex. Do you think that's going to help people?
I don't think if you see the calendar that I've seen the calendar in contrast next to a table of other calendars, particularly hunk calendars, and it stands out very definitely outside those particular type of hunk calendars because, again, the type of photography that's done is not in the same mold as those other hunk calendars are.
Henry Durr is the executive director of the San Francisco-based civil rights group Chinese for Affirmative Action. Durr, to date, has been one of the most outspoken critics of DeCastro's project, claiming that a sexual role model for Asian males is completely unnecessary.
If the calendar did not have any explanation, it would have been taken as sort of a spoof on all these male calendars that have been coming out, you know, showing a lot of flesh. But the calendar has positioned itself to be a serious political statement about Asian male sexuality, the perception of the public's, or the public's perception of Asian males. And I think the calendar becomes somewhat guilty of perpetuating certain stereotypes to satisfy what people think about us. And I think that's really an inappropriate approach.
Could you describe some of the stereotypes that it's perpetuating?
The stereotype conveys the message that, unlike prevalent stereotypes about Asian males portrayed in television, movies, and mass media, Asians are not wimps, they're not geeks, they're not nerds. They are these virile hunks who are very attractive, very handsome physically, and the like. And somehow or another, by getting that kind of message across, one is supposed to believe that there's great sexual potency with Asian males, as if there were some questions about the masculinity and potency
of Asian males. Now, I will say, though, that the calendar is careful to say these people do these things, you know, professionally, and here's this other side of them that people don't know anything about. And I think underlying or one of the underlying responses to that particular stereotype is this feeling of inadequacy among some Asian males that they're not attractive to white females, that they're not accepted. And if we are truly to free ourselves and not be victims of these stereotypes, we shouldn't give a damn or give a hoot about what Asian or what white females may think about Asian males or what white press may think about Asian males. I mean, I look at the world. There are well over 2 billion Asians. I don't think sexual potency or sexual relationships are a problem. Asian males and females do not have problems propagating Asian offsprings. Asian stereotypes of Asians are a serious problem, but I don't think it's wise to fight these kinds of stereotypes with counter stereotypes, which really are quite Western in nature, intent, and scope. The calendar dialogue talks about overcoming these Western stereotypes of Asian males. Well, I don't think that, you know, putting Asian males in beefcake poses necessarily is the answer. I believe that some of the people who are featured in the calendar, by their own right, have accomplished much in their own professions. And I don't think anyone for a second has ever downgraded or thought less of them because they hadn't unclothed themselves. In fact, several of the people featured in the calendar are very well respected. They have the highest admiration of people in the community, and no one has ever doubted their achievement as a person, as Asian males. So I think if the calendar was meant as a spoof, as a joke, then I think we could all laugh at it. But they try to convey a very serious message, which I think compounded the problem of racial stereotyping.
Asian Americans in the American media have typically been portrayed as the geek and the nerd, as you mentioned. Doesn't this offer some sort of balance, if only in the American media?
It may offer a balance. On the other hand, I see the evolution of Asian actors, male and females, in the mass media. And while their presence is not as expansive as it should be, one cannot conclude that different sportscasters of Asian backgrounds or newscasters of different backgrounds. Yes, there are a few Asian males, but the Asian males who are there, who come on every day, like a weekend sportscasters, one can hardly characterize him as being a wimp or a geek. So I think the calendar sort of caters to a certain degree of insecurity within the Asian male psyche that they're not being accepted by largely white women, by white society. And I said, let's do away with those shackles. But I guess for a lot of white Americans, this becomes a sort of a novelty piece, and it's generated a lot of discussion. But what I think it probably has done is exacerbate the stereotypes versus helping to just abolish stereotypes in general across the board.
This has been Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander in San Francisco. Perspectives is a production of Echo Communications, all rights reserved.